guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. I'm going to move on here to talk about an amazing dog named Taffy from a small town in Idaho. This dog saved the life of his owner's three-year-old son, Stevie. Stevie's father, Ken, didn't realize that his son, who was staying at a neighbor's house, had wandered off and headed home. On the way home, he fell into a small pond, landing unconscious, face down, in 4 feet of water. Taffy, however, had seen what had happened and ran to alert the boy's father. When he got to him, a short distance away, he began frantically barking and biting at the legs of the horse that he was riding on or sitting on. Then the dog would start running in the direction of the pond, looking back to see if he was being followed. When the boy's father realized that something must be wrong and that the dog did indeed want him to follow him, he did so and was soon led to the pond, where he found his son's jacket floating on the surface of the water. He immediately dived into the pond and, of course, rescued his son. 6 hours later, when the boy had regained consciousness, there was his dog right by his side, happily licking the boy's face. How did the dog know, guys? How can a dog know? Oh, wow, the kid's in danger. He's going to drown. You know, if a dog was stupid, he'd see the kid fall in and think, oh, maybe he's just going for a swim. I'll see him later. Okay, see you later, Stevie, and run off and have a good old time. How did that dog know that that kid falling in that pond would surely mean certain death if he didn't go and get help? Come on. Animals are far, far, far more smarter than they're given credit for. Another boy who was who had wandered off without his parents was 2-year-old Randy Sala of Euless, Texas. When his parents became aware that he was missing, they alerted the police. Shortly afterwards, it was discovered that a major traffic jam had occurred on a busy nearby highway. The boy was playing in the middle of the road, with the dog not allowing any cars to pass in any direction. He kept running back and forth, circling the boy, and barking at the cars on either side of the street, not allowing them to pass. He kept circling the boy continually until, you know, the authorities had shown up. He knew the boy was in grave danger and that these cars were the source of that danger. Unbelievable. The dog just absolutely would not let them pass. About this, the owners of Gilly, a border collie, feared that this dog might be jealous and hostile toward their newborn baby, competing against the baby for their attention. But they soon discovered that the very opposite actually had turned out to be the case. On the first night home from the hospital, after the baby was born, Gilly woke the baby's mother up from a deep sleep, running frantically back and forth from the bed to the crib. When the mother went to the crib, she noticed in a panic that the baby had turned blue, having choked on mucus. The mother was able to clear the baby's airway and got him breathing again. After this incident, Gilly alerted the mother, even if she was, especially if she was out of the room, she would alert the mother immediately every time the baby would cry. The dog became, you know, zealously protective of the baby. Unbelievable, guys. Once again, how did that dog know that the baby was suffocating? How did the dog know that the baby was in danger, that the dog had better wake the mother up or the baby could die? I mean, the dog had a sense of tremendous urgency. Quick, you know, running back and forth. How did he know? Come on. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Wow. Speaking of coincidences, yesterday my show was on coincidences. Just had one now. That is so, so bizarre. I was just talking with Kerry during the break, you know, so what are you eating today? I said freeze-dried meatloaf, jokingly. And she typed in, I noticed just a split second before I hit the enter key, she typed in meatloaf. I don't know what made me say meatloaf. I'll tell you, man, that's bizarre. Add that to our coincidence list. Anyway, continuing on here, guys, these stories just, you know, blow my mind. I hope you're as equally intrigued by this. And, you know, we need to ask not only how did the dog know that this baby was suffocating, but why did he care? That's perhaps an even bigger question. In 1975... Oh, by the way, I might as well throw this in there for good measure. Scientists like to talk about evolution so much and that dogs and other animals do things by instinct for the purpose of survival of the species. Well, when a dog barks because a baby is suffocating, that has nothing to do with survival instinct for its own species. Sorry. You can't explain that one now, can you? All right, let's go on here. In 1975, guys, a female shipwreck victim off the coast of Manila was approached while clinging to a floating piece of debris in the middle of the ocean by a sea turtle. Now, who would think that a sea turtle, a cold-blooded reptile, would actually have, you know, compassion? But check this out. The turtle stayed there for a while, looking at the woman, so she assumed that he was somehow there to help her. Thus, she climbed on his back, and to her amazement, he kept her afloat for the next 2 full days until help arrived. Understand that sea turtles spend most of their time underwater, yet this turtle didn't dive even once during those 2 full days, you know, to look for food or anything else. It was risking its own life to save this woman. Did the turtle know that eventually help was going to come, and if I just wait here long enough? But the turtle knew the woman couldn't swim. The turtle knew the woman needed help. Now, how did the turtle know that? And again, why did the turtle care? Maybe the turtle thought it would be evolutionarily advantageous to the advancement of its species if it saved this woman. Oh, whatever. In 1950, guys, in Heritage, Tennessee, an elderly woman, Aunt Tess, lived with her small pet canary just a few hundred yards away from her niece. And one night, Tess's niece was awakened by a tapping on her window. And upon inspection, she discovered, to her surprise, that it was her aunt's canary pecking away on her window pane. And, you know, naturally she asked, you know, how did her aunt's pet get out of its cage? When she went out to catch the bird, unfortunately, she discovered that the bird had keeled over and died, probably due to the fact that, you know, it was exhausted from the journey. The bird was very old, very aged and sickly, so it must have expended every bit of energy that it had just to make it to the niece's house. But she wondered, how did the bird even get out of its cage? Nevertheless, she went back to the house to alert her aunt about what had happened, and upon arriving, she discovered that Aunt Tess's house, when she got to the house, I should say, she discovered that her aunt had passed out on the floor. And she may very well have died had she not been discovered in time. She, you know, dialed emergency and got an ambulance, and, you know, they actually were able to nurse her back to health, but she probably would not have survived if the bird didn't make this journey. But the amazing thing is, guys, it appears that this bird, however it got out of the house, a lot of its cage for that matter, as well as out of the house. That would be interesting. I wonder how the heck it got out. Anyway, it appears that the bird, you know, risked its life and ultimately lost its life to save its owner. Amazing. How about Lucky, a cat from London, Ohio, who adopted and nursed a baby rabbit? That's not uncommon in the animal world, by the way. There's been a lot of instances where there's been this interspecial caring for the young, you know, from other species. What do you make of that? Animals that take in other animals' young as their own and feed them and nurse them and care for them. This has been observed out in the wild as well as at the hand of domesticated pets, domesticated animals. How about this one? Two male storks were once observed to build a nest and hatch a pigeon's egg. Not only is this unusual because we see males assuming the role of a female, of a mother, but also because it involved, of course, a trans species act of compassion. There's been many, many things like this on record. How about amazing long journeys? Everybody has heard these stories of, you know, families that bring their pets on vacation, go across the country, and unfortunately the pet gets lost deep in the woods. They can't find it. They look for hours, maybe even days. They can't find the pet. So, drudgingly, they have to go back home without the pet. And then 3, 4, 5, whatever, 6 months later, the pet shows up all scraggly, down to skin and bones, with all wearing and tearing all over their paws and their nails all ground down to nothing. Obviously having walked in some cases 2,000-3,000 miles all the way across the country, finding their home. How do they do this? Again, why do they do this? Certainly they could go beg at someone else's door and eventually find a home, or just scratch out a living catching, you know, wild animals or whatever, you know. Why do they go to that trouble to march all the way back home? I'll tell you guys, it's amazing stuff. How about, well, we've already touched on animal intelligence a little bit, but let's go to another interesting story in that regard. We have Bertha, a performing circus elephant in Las Vegas, who used to gently grab the arms of visitors to her tent and guide them toward the cabinet where her treats were kept. She would then put his or her hand on the handle of the cabinet door, expecting him or her to open the door and give her a treat. Well, one day, an alarmed woman, not familiar with this ritual, could not open the cabinet because it was locked. Fearing that the elephant might get upset, she tried to make her way out of the tent when suddenly Bertha came up behind her and gently tapped her on the shoulder. Frightened, she turned around and discovered that the elephant had the keys in its trunk, and when she opened her hand, the elephant gently dropped the keys in her hand. The elephant knew those keys opened the door and was just courteously bringing them over to her. Here you go. Now can you open the cabinet and give me a treat? Incredible. Elephants, by the way, are extremely intelligent. But out in the wild, you might not want to approach one. They can be extremely dangerous. You know, lions don't even mess with elephants. You know, elephants are vegetarians. They're not going to eat a lion. But they are so big and intimidating. And they probably could kill a lion. I mean, all they got to do is step on it, for crying out loud, or pierce it with its tusks. But they really don't. They don't attack lions. They just get their kicks out of intimidating them. I saw an African safari film recently, and it was really cool. There was a group of elephants. They were journeying through the Sahara, or I mean the Sahara, what do they call that? Is it the tundra? Yeah, I guess the tundra. Anyway, they came to this water hole, which just happened to have been dominated by a group of lions. And they decided they didn't want the lions there. They wanted to dominate the water hole. So all they did, just one of them, it was a whole pack of lions, just one elephant, the biggest one, you know, the leader of the pack, he just walked over real quiet. You know, the elephant, the lions didn't seem too afraid at first until he gets right to where they were. And suddenly he puts his ears up, you know, make himself look twice as big. He's flapping his ears, and then he starts stomping on the ground and lets out one of his really loud calls, and boom, that was it. They all took off. It's pretty funny. So, you know, yeah, obviously the elephant had no intention of hurting the lions. It just wanted them to get the message, get out of here. This is our turf now. It's pretty funny. Anyway, but it's amazing, you know, to watch them in the wild, to see what they do. They get their message across. Animals communicate. Don't let them kid you. They definitely talk back and forth, and they do get their message out. How about octopi? Did you know octopi are very intelligent animals? I didn't know this until I started researching for this show. I had no idea. They're very intelligent. They can remember things. They have an excellent memory. They can find their way out of a maze, and they can figure out, believe it or not, how to open a jar. They've put octopi in, you know, giant jars to contain them, and, you know, they'd come back and find later that they get out. They manage to get out of the jar and jump into the bigger tank. They take their suction cups, stick them to the top of the jar, the cover, and they know how to untwist. Can you imagine that? They're smart enough to know all you got to do is just suction your tentacles to it, twist it, and pop, off goes the cover. They twisted the cover off. They can do a lot of other amazing things. We'll talk some more about that when we get back. Guys, stick with us.
What it's done to me, lose the love I Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Continuing our discussion here on octopi or octopuses, whatever you want to call them. The technical name is octopi for the plural, but I don't know. Doesn't sound right to me. Anyway, so they can screw the covers off of jars. They can get out of aquariums. And, or is it aquarii? And they can distinguish between shapes, patterns, and colors. It's been said by many scientists that they possess the intelligence at least of the average house cat, if not more so. Imagine that. Who would think that a sea creature so homely like that can actually has so much intelligence? It's pretty wild. It's kind of like that turtle, the sea turtle there that rescued the woman. Who would think, you know, that they would be capable of having compassion? But they do. Again, a lot more than a lot of people I know. Anyway, here's another story about a mother cow's love for her calf and recognition of her calf. Very interesting. The cow that testified in court as well. I love this story. On July 6, 1953, Mike Perkins, a California man, was accused of stealing a calf from his neighbor's ranch and then branding it with his own insignia to conceal the theft. At first, the judge was considering ruling in favor of Perkins since he had nothing to go on but the word of his accuser. But then he got an idea. He instructed the sheriff to gather all of Perkins's calves together and then let the mother loose in the field. As soon as she was released, she went right over to the calves, pushed her way through the crowd, and went straight to the stolen calf, licking it continuously, affectionately, and thus indicating that she recognized it as her own. Needless to say, Perkins was found guilty of theft. This cow actually testified in court as to which calf was her own. Incredible. Again, animals, you know, humans might not be able to tell. I mean, you know, you look at a herd of cattle, how can you tell? A herd of calves, how can you tell which one is the mother? They all look the same, basically, but the calf certainly knew which one was hers. You know, maybe to animals, we humans all look the same. But, you know, we can certainly tell each other apart, and likewise, calves, cows can tell each other apart. How about embarrassment, guys, or shame? Do animals experience that? Well, certainly Wella, a bottle-nosed porpoise, obviously has those emotions. This animal was trained to jump out of the water and grab a fish in midair that was tossed to her. One day when this trick was being performed, the trainer, Caner Pryor, got distracted and forgot to toss the fish. Thus, Wella wound up grabbing the fish out of her hand and inadvertently ended up biting her. When Pryor had let out a yell, Wella quickly dived to the bottom of the pool and tucked her nose in the corner, embarrassingly, and refused to resurface. It wasn't until Pryor had dived down after her and reassuringly petted her that she was finally coaxed into coming out of the corner and, you know, resurfacing again. The animal was horrified, ashamed, you know, mortified that she bit her trainer. Again, do animals get embarrassed? Do they get ashamed? Do they get horrified? Absolutely. How about animals with ESP? Do animals have a sixth sense? Would certainly appear so, especially in wake of stories like this. Dr. Peter Halama, by the way, before I go on with that, you know, certainly in this context, we got to mention earthquakes. You know, animals, great many animals, in fact, know when earthquakes are coming. They take cover, or for that matter, storms. You know, when a tornado is coming, birds are silent. They disappear. Where do they actually go? Who knows? But they disappear. You don't hear them in the trees. They head for cover. They know when a storm is coming. Eat your heart out, weathermen. A great many animals do this, of, you know, all kinds of different species. Now, how do they know that? Anyway, and like I said, earthquakes. You know, you could almost understand storms. Maybe they're much more sensitive than we are, and they can sense a drop in air pressure, and it freaks them out or whatever. But earthquakes? I mean, there are seismographs that don't even register any indication of an earthquake coming. And yet long in advance, animals know and they run and take cover. They start running in circles frantically and are acting erratic and, you know, obviously in fear. How do they know? Anyway, let's go on with this story here. Dr. Peter Halama, a neurologist in Hamburg, Germany, has an epileptic patient whose dogs prematurely react to their owner's seizures, even when they're in another room. Said Dr. Halama, quote, before an attack, her dogs, two mixed breeds, one male, one female, stay close to her, and as soon as the attack strikes, they try to help her and prevent her from falling to the floor. Okay, guys, a short break. We'll finish that quote when we get back. Very interesting stuff.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. Continuing with this story here of this ESP dog, whatever you want to call it. Sounds like ESP to me. This quote mentioned how, you know, the dog would get between its owner and the floor to prevent her from, you know, hitting the floor hard if she fell in the course of the seizure. Anyway, the quote continues, "Once she has a seizure, they lick her face and hands until she recovers full consciousness. They do not permit any other person to get close to her when she is in this condition. When she is in a different room from the dogs, shortly before an attack, they come running to her room and stay with her, ready to help her in the same way." Once again, how do these dogs know that she's going to have a seizure? And better yet, why do they care? Obviously, animals have a great deal of affection and, yes, I dare say love for their masters. And they have some incredible perception abilities. You know, one possible explanation is the fact that the brain gives off waves. They're measurable. Do the dogs pick up these brain waves? Hey, you better be careful. Your dogs might actually be able to read your mind. That's a scary thought. Be careful. They might teach your spouse how to do it, too. Anyway, Molly Parfait of Woodridge, Cornwall, England, related this most curious story. She mentioned how her husband one day, after suffering a severe stroke in 1988, had died in the hospital. And, you know, he was there actually for 2 weeks away from home. He died, and then, you know, obviously he didn't come home after that. They made the arrangements for the funeral. They buried him. And all the while, the dog, to their thinking anyway, was totally oblivious as to what had happened. The dog usually was kept in the house. They didn't let him out very much, but on occasion, you know, he would sneak out or whatever. And so sure enough, one day, not too long after the funeral, the dog had gotten out, and he didn't come home. And so actually several days went by. They were looking all over the place. They couldn't find him. Finally, one of the family members went to the gravesite to put some fresh flowers there, and guess who they met up with? There was the family dog sitting by his former master's grave. Now, how, number one, did the dog even know his master died? How did he know his master was there? I mean, come on, people. That is absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, that's not unique. There's been other stories like that. But I mean, so much for those who claim animals don't have intelligence and can't think, don't have emotion, and don't have, you know, forget it. Now, you know, again, what does evolution fit in with that? Is that a survival instinct, too? Knock it off. A preeminent vet once reported, quote, "I have 6 cases on record of pet dogs and cats becoming depressed and calling mournfully when a companion animal in the same house has been taken away to be put to sleep because of some incurable disease." He goes on to describe how the animals actually go into fits of howling, i.e. crying, if you will, right at the moment when the other companion pet at the vet's office is being put to sleep. Now, how do they know that? There's been instances where pets get excited when their owner, wherever he may be, whatever time of day it may be, you know, he might be at the store and he's now leaving to come home. They'll run to the door. They've actually done this. You know, they've filmed the dog with a camera from outside the house so the dog can't hear them talking, nothing. And, you know, the scientists will be in a van across the street monitoring the dog. And they'll be talking to the guy on his cell phone. Okay, we want you to, you know, leave the store now and come home. We want to see. And sure enough, there's the dog running to the door as the guy is getting ready to leave the store, as his owner is, you know. How does the dog know that his owner is coming? How about this one? There's dogs who, when the phone will ring, will run to the phone if it's their master calling, but if it's anybody else, they won't run to the phone. Dogs know when they're, I mean, not all dogs, of course, but there are some dogs that do this. This has been documented. Why some do it and others don't, I don't know, but there have been many cases documented that, you know, dogs will do this. They'll run to the phone when their master's call only and no other time. How in the world can these dogs possibly know it's their master calling? And, of course, we've got dogs that, you know, have been used and are continue to be used by medical facilities to diagnose cancer tumors. Dogs can actually sense if someone has cancer, particularly skin cancer. I guess they can smell it. The tumor gives off a certain scent, apparently. But there's even been some, I understand, that have been used to diagnose internal tumors. Can they smell that, too? How do they know? Does the body give off some negative vibration, and they can pick that up, like they apparently pick up brain waves and can tell when a seizure's coming? I'm getting ahead of myself, but there was a story last summer in July. Hospital not too far from me, right over the border in Rhode Island. There was an article in the New England Journal of Medicine that talked about this amazing story about a cat that was taken in as sort of a mascot into a nursing home. Did I say hospital is a nursing home? They took this cat in as a pet, you know, a mascot to have it run around freely from room to room, and you know, they thought it would be therapeutic for the patients. And it turned out to be much more than that. The cat, they noticed, would go on the bed of a patient that it sensed was going to die. And it was usually within about 4 hours of death. And I guess there was like a dozen patients that this cat, to date, as far, you know, up until July, had done this with. And so now it's a known fact. Whenever a cat goes to lie on a bed with a patient and curls up next to them and won't budge, that patient, unfortunately, is going to be... I hope they don't tell the patients that. I'd be freaked out if I was a patient and the cat came curling up to me. But it's known, at least among the nurses anyway, that when the cat does this, they probably don't have more than four. And so what they do is they start calling the family and tell them, you know, and the cat has been right every time. So much so that, again, the New England Journal of Medicine did an article on it. Incredible. How do they know? How does a cat know? It's not like the brain is sending a message then. The person doesn't know they're going to die. Do they? The cat certainly does, anyway. How does the cat know, folks? How does that cat know? Obviously, animals, far from being inferior to us, in a lot of ways are actually superior to us and can teach us a lot of interesting things. Unfortunately, all we seem to want to do is, you know, throw them in a lab and poke and prod them and treat them like subspecies, you know, like they're a disposable Gillette razor. Well, hey, why not? I mean, they do it with humans. So I suppose they're going to do it with animals too then. That only makes sense. What a world we live in, though, huh? Instead of people enjoying and appreciating animals and wondering at their amazing abilities and, you know, people just have an attitude of, you know,
well, let's see now. We can strip the fur off that thing. That'll sell for $50. And then we can rip out the guts and make guitar strings. Let's see, what else can we get out of that? I mean, it's so disgusting. And, of course, they're doing it with people now. Harvesting people's organs.
Oh, my. Anyway, now I lost my place here. I went off on a rant there. Yeah, it's not just dogs that do this kind of stuff, guys. Cats, horses, mongooses, believe it or not, and a whole host of other pets have been observed and reported as doing this as well, you know, sensing death or whatever and you know, intervening. But one of the most profound examples comes from parrots, believe it or not. I'll cite a couple instances here. First, there was Susie, a green parrot. She lived with the Lycett family, I guess, in Warwick, England, from 1927 to 1987. They live quite a long life. The father of this family, Cyril, had traveled a lot in the business that he worked in, traveled across the countryside pretty regularly, and came home at all different times each day. But Susie always knew when he would be heading home. And whenever she would start happily chanting his name, the family knew that it was time to put on the kettle, and sure enough, he would come home soon after that. You know what? I thought this was going to be another story of saving a person's life. I forgot. I skipped something there. Don't worry about it. I guess I didn't know what my place was that I left off at. Hate when I do that. But anyway, you know, we've talked about examples of dogs doing this. Well, here we go with parrots. Parrots do it as well. Here's another example. There was Pepper, a young Amazon parrot who lived in Pennsylvania. The bird belonged to Karen and Philip Milstein, but this parrot had most closely bonded with Philip, the husband. Usually about a half an hour or so before Philip would come home, no matter what time of day he would arrive, Pepper would begin calling out, hello, Philip, over and over again, and sure enough, always within a half an hour, he would come, you know, charging through the door. So, you know, parrots have this same ability. How, though? That's the question. And how did we get gypped? Why can't we do that? Or maybe we can. We just don't know how to tap into it. There are some who claim they have the ability. You know, it's interesting. You talk about the mind's ability to perceive things like this. And some people say, oh, you're of the devil, that's evil. And well, no question, the devil's real. The devil can do, you know, wonders, as the Bible says. But how do we know that we don't have these abilities latent in us? And that we just perhaps lost the ability to tap into those powers that are innately there, that animals seem to have a much better grasp of, a much better utilization of. Maybe we can do this stuff, guys. Maybe there is an ability we had that we lost because it atrophied from lack of use.
Maybe it's because we had it programmed in our heads for so long that it's of the devil that we stopped using it because we didn't want to be burned at the stake or something, you know?
Who knows? But in any case, animals obviously have this ability. Who can argue it? Animals do have, quote, ESP, if you will, extrasensory perception. How else can you account for this? They have a sixth sense, if you will. Anyway, let me, well, I guess actually I pretty much covered all that I wanted to mention in this regard. But, you know, if anybody has any more stories like this, of this nature, by all means, I'd like to hear from you. I just, you know, I love this stuff, collect stories like this. I've had some amazing pets myself over the years that have done some pretty wild things. I used to have a cat. His name was Snowball, pure white cat. He had four double paws. You ever see a cat with double paws? I mean, literally, their paws are twice as wide. They have, like, extra digits, extra toes on their feet. I mean, they're huge, huge, huge. And boy, they can do a number on you, too, if you tick them off. They can scratch the daylights out of you. Anyway, this cat was something else, amongst other weird behaviors. He used to love strings, any kind of string, especially bright and flashy necklaces. You know, I remember as a kid, my mother always used to have to hide her gold chains and silver chains because he'd get at them and tangle them up and he used to like to just play with them, bat them around on the floor, chase them. You know, he probably thought they looked like a snake or something and just loved, you know. And usually what he would do is he'd drag it. He'd get like a shoelace or something. In fact, we had several shoelaces around the house, you know, for him to play with. And he would get it, put it in his mouth. He would just grab the tip of it and drag the thing, you know, 2-3 feet behind him. And it's funny, you know, you'd hear him coming down the stairs and you'd hear tick, 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 tick all the way down the stairs, you know, the thing falling down the stairs behind him as he would walk down the stairs. And he'd come up to you and tap you with the thing in his mouth, you know, the string, wanting you to play. And he loved it. You know, you'd grab the end of it and dangle it and you'd be swinging it back and forth and he'd be swatting at it, trying to catch it. Or you'd run from one end of the house to the other. And well, this one day, he scared the living daylights out of me. I'm watching this horror flick we had rented. And he comes up, you know, it's in the dark, of course, and he sneaks up toward, you know, from the side, so I didn't really see him. You know, I'm watching the TV. Didn't see him at all, in fact. I'm watching the TV intently, you know, this real, I don't even remember what it was, Exorcist or something, it was years ago. Anyway, he comes up, and all of a sudden, real slowly, real, you know, this is how he worked. He didn't jump on you. He would just very quietly, very politely, you know, with his claws drawn in. He wasn't trying to scratch you or anything. He would just reach his paw up and touch you on the face, you know. So I was leaning back in the chair, and he had jumped up on the armrest. I didn't realize he was, or I think he jumped up on the back of the chair and then walked over to the armrest to where he could reach my face easily. But anyway, he reaches over real lightly and touches my face. Well, wouldn't you know, it was right in a key moment in the film when it was just extra scary, you know. And there he is touching my face. I jumped up and let out a yell, I tell you. That cat was unbelievable. One day I fell asleep on a rug watching TV and, you know, on the living room floor. And this was back in my potty days, you know. I woke up, or I should say he woke me up the next morning. I'm hungover, of course. I can't even move. The room is spinning. And wouldn't you know, I wake up to in my face. He's there tapping my face with the string in his mouth. And he's got his nose, like, right up to me, you know, breathing on me and purring on me like he wanted to play the string. I'm like, oh, no, 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 please, no, not now, you know. Now, how come he didn't use his extra perceptive powers to realize I had a hangover? Or did he realize, and he's trying to teach me a lesson? He wouldn't stop. I had to play with him. And, boy, it killed me. I mean, my head was just pounding. The room was spinning. But unbelievable. Animals are something else. I tell you, people that don't have pets, you don't know what you're missing out on. They're absolutely... dogs are great too, but I don't know. I've always been more fond of cats. since I was a kid. I've always had a cat. I mean, we've had dogs, too, as you probably hear on this broadcast quite frequently. We got a dog downstairs, but I don't know. Dogs generally, I like them, but they get on my nerves more than cats. I mean, dogs, they smell. They reek up the house. They're not clean. They're loud. They're obnoxious. They drool all over the place. Cats are just, they're much cleaner. They're not obnoxious. They don't bark. My cats hardly even meow. And, they're just basically maintenance-free. They don't smell. I can't stand that dog smell. You take them for a walk, you bring them in, and the whole house reeks. Doesn't matter if you just gave them a bath that morning. They have that natural reeking dog smell. What can I say? I like cats better. Anyway, Carrie's telling me cats smell worse. Well, if you don't change the litter box, oh, yeah, that cat urine is nasty stuff. Woo-hoo, man. That ammonia is bad. But, you know, change the litter box regularly. They don't smell at all. All right, guys. Short break. Stick with us. We've got a few more minutes. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Mark Truth Earth Radio. Just a few more minutes left here. I thought I'd go over some news items. It was announced yesterday that I guess they are going to have a recount in New Hampshire. Oh, yeah, right. Guys are just going to give us more BS. You know, we really need to get on the horn over there, call New Hampshire and let them know that We know that this election was stolen once again with the Diebold machines. The answer to the problem is to not allow the Diebold machines anymore and to tell them we're not going to stand for another phony, rigged recount, that we won't settle for anything less than an admission that this was, in fact, stolen, and that, you know, they take another vote and have it recorded only on paper, not on computer. This is just absolutely beyond ridiculous. The arrogance. They're doing it again. They've been caught over and over and over. There's been indictments. There's been investigations. There's been article after article. Communities across the country saying, never again. We will not allow Diebold over here again. And here they are doing it again. Man. You know the old saying, fool me once, can't get fooled again. Seriously, fool me once, you know, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Now I'm pulling a Bush. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, how many times, guys, they fooled us more than twice. They fooled us dozens and if you want to go back over the past umpteen decades, they fooled us millions of times. And yet they're still doing it. You know, what's that saying? The definition of insanity is to make the, you know, keep making the same mistake over and over and over and over and over and over and over, or allowing the same mistake over and over and over and over and doing nothing about it. Well, here we are. I mean, I guess we're a nation of insane people. Allowing the same crap to be pulled on us over and over and over and over and over and over, and nothing, nothing, nothing is getting done. Here's an interesting article. This was in the New York Times today. Blue-collar jobs disappear, taking family's way of life along. Well, congratulations, New York Times, for finally reporting something that's been going on for a heck of a long time now. Finally, you're drawing attention to it. I haven't read the article yet, but I don't imagine that they're pinning this scoundrelous, treasonous, murderous, thievish, pig, unelected fascist regime as being responsible. No, no, of course not. I don't suppose they're talking about how the elites, like in the Bilderberg group, had actually planned this decades ago and had talked about rigging the economy so that we would have massive mortgage foreclosures in coming years. That's why they created their fraudulent little floating mortgage fiasco to sucker people in, figuring that they would never imagine that they would ever raise the interest rate so high that they couldn't possibly afford. Well, that's just what they've done. Raising the interest rate so high that you absolutely cannot afford. That's why all these foreclosures are taking place. Well, of course, also because people are losing their jobs and can't find jobs that pay anywhere near what you know their former jobs were paying, because they've all been sent overseas. Oh, guys, it's all by design. So here's the New York Times finally admitting it. You know, the Bushy boys have been saying, oh, no, the economy's booming. The economy's doing fine. Well, now they're forced to admit, well, I guess there are some families that are struggling. Some families that are struggling? Try 99.9% of the whole country. Those who actually work for a living instead of parasites like you that suck off of other people's labor, you pigs. What a mess, guys. We are in a most desperate situation. The American dream is dying right before our eyes. It's becoming the American nightmare. And let me tell you, once again, they're just getting warmed up. They haven't even gotten started yet. It's going to get a heck of a lot worse unless people band together and put a stop to what they're doing. Demand these people be impeached. Send a message to Washington that we're not going to put up with this from our so-called leaders anymore. They're leading you right off the edge of a cliff. All right, guys, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Another interesting topic. Take care. See you then.
With recent internet.